It's continuing coverage of AP D&H boys soccer, being joined right now by head coach Perry Bernard after a 5-0 win over Waterloo Columbus. You're on the home field on Friday night, and your team certainly came out on fire. Three goals there right away in that first half to take that commanding lead. Able to add a couple more there in the second half. But what did you like about how your team was able to come out, perform, and take care of business here in this one?
Yeah, we talked about before the game how we always kind of take that first half to warm up, and then we come out second half. So we did a little bit of a change before we came out to this game. We actually scrimmaged ourselves for about half an hour, kind of got them fired up, and so we were able to come out in that first half and really attack like we should. And yeah, it definitely showed. And even second half, we kind of picked it up a little bit more and felt like we possessed the ball a lot and had a lot of attacks in that second half too.
Is that something that you felt your team maybe, I don't know, maybe struggled isn't the right word, but didn't come out quite as hot in some of those first halves as you were kind of hoping to, as you kind of alluded to?
Yeah, definitely. We've kind of always, for some reason, we've been that team that we just kind of have to take that first half to warm up and really get rolling and then come in that second half. But against some real, you know, a lot tougher teams, that's hard to do because you don't want to get behind and then have to play catch up in that second half. So we're trying to make that change and come out in that first minute and just start attacking.
Yeah, he certainly did that tonight. Mason Bertram scored the first two goals. The free guys ends up leading the way scoring-wise, but balanced effort, aside from that. Jackson Mulder scores in the second half. A really impressive header goal by Preston Jansen there in that first half as well, and then Aiden Merrill, finishing off the game. What can you say about, some of those guys and, their contributions here in this one?
Yeah, those guys are doing an awesome job. Mason, he's a machine. He gets out there and just moves. Ty and Jackson and Aiden and Preston, they just work so well together. Especially that second half, they were just really, really playing those angles and moving that ball the way they needed to and getting that up to the goal and taking those shots. So, yeah, they did an outstanding job. Everybody had a great part and did everything they needed to do tonight.
Yeah, not to mention several saves by Adrian Huseman in the goal tonight, recording the shutout. Always impressive, whenever a team and a goalie can, record a shutout against a team, right?
Yeah, oh, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, Adrian's he's been doing a great job. I know we look back to our first season 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and he led the state in saves, and that's something as a goalie you don't want to have, because then that means you're having too many shots taken on you. So his save percentage is way down, but he's doing an outstanding job in keeping those teams from scoring on us. So, yeah, he's definitely doing his part.
And another big storyline for your team this year, we talked about the guys that scored, but huge roster. You had all senior starters here tonight, but so many guys that came in and really kept up that pace for you guys, really no drop-off. So says a lot about the depth of this team this year.
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing we really have, and a lot of our players know that, even our lead starters, they know that, hey, if I need a break, I've got one or two guys behind me that can step up and do my job for me. So I think they're a lot more comfortable with each other. We definitely have just those younger guys that come up and step up, and they're doing a great job. We're definitely probably the deepest team we've ever had.
When it comes to kind of this week as a whole, pretty busy week. You're able to take care of business in a 10-0 win at New Hampton last night. Obviously ending that one early, but maybe a little bit of a learning experience back on Monday night. Your one and only loss in the season against Hudson. So I just kind of want to get your thoughts on, especially that game against Hudson, maybe some of the biggest takeaways from that one.
Yeah, that was definitely a hard loss. That was a game we wanted to win. We actually probably possessed the ball 80% of that game. We just had a hard time finishing out at the goal. We had I can't even tell you how many shots sail over the goal. So we've kind of got the guys got it in their head now that they're working on not shooting over the goal. So we're shooting into the goal. But yeah, Hudson's always. They've always been a challenge for us. I think we kind of go back and forth. That one was a very tight game, But, yeah, we're looking forward to the next one with them. So we think it's going to be a different outcome.
You bet. Northeast Iowa United here on Monday. Of course, the game on paper that should be able to take care of business in, right? But certainly got to come out and play the game, right? And then, what, like 10 days off after that? So just want to get your thoughts on this upcoming part of the schedule, especially, you know, a chance to really spend some time in practice nailing some things down with that long break afterwards.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd probably rather have a couple games in there. That's a long stretch to go without a game. So you kind of get a little bit rusty. But, yeah, it gives us good opportunity to really work on just some of the little things that we need to clean up, especially before we have to go back and play Hudson again. So I think once we get some of those little things cleaned up, I think, we'll have a different outcome.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team tonight?
No, just very proud of them. This season, this team, again, we've got a lot of kids, 35, I believe, on there. They all play so well together. They all get along so well together, especially, again, I keep repeating, we're two rivalry schools, but we come together out here, and that's why we're called United.
All right, that's AP D&H head coach Perry Bernard. Appreciate the time tonight, and congrats on the big win.
Thank you.